Bannerbox Radio. Does she or doesn't she? Hey, what's going on, folks? Welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is Banterbox Radio episode 32 for, what's this going to be, 10-6. That's October the 6th, this fine Tuesday morning. Whew, it's going to be a nippy one. I'm Thomas Towson, and joining me, of course, as is no surprise, my co-host, Daniel Knight.
Mm-hmm.
What's the happy haps? That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much, that sums up my day, so.
Well, that's good. Okay. Okay, so let's get into it. So this is episode 32.
What?
Yeah, I know. That's the big 3-2, one of the biggest milestones.
In recorded history.
Basically nothing, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Except that we're 32 weeks into doing this, and I love it more every day. Mm. Like my child.
That you don't have yet.
I nurture it and let it suckle from my teat.
Is that your child or someone else's?
Yes.
Great.
So, today is a very special day. Today is going to be, it's National Do Something Nice Day.
Oh.
Real simple, no straightforward theme, just do something nice, you know?
So that you schmuck.
Okay. buy your coffee, buy the coffee for your next person in line.
Pay
you know,
forward.
Who knows? Yeah, exactly. Hold the door open, give somebody a pat on the back, give your coworker a foot rub. These are all acceptable things.
And the great thing about it is they don't have to ask for it. And even if they refuse it,
look them in the eye.
To do, yeah.
Got to look them in the eye.
Look them sternly in the eye and give them a foot rub.
Nice creamy foot massage.
Yeah, make sure you use lots of Jergens.
So, definitely do that.
To your boss.
But don't. Yeah. But no, what's the word? Pay it forward. Pay it forward, do something nice for somebody, and be swell. Daniel, Dan, we have a real heck of a
hoot
show.
Nanny.
A hoot nanny. A heck of a show coming up. You know what you know what's crazy? I was thinking about this. We kind of glazed over it. We're on episode 32.
Wowzers.
32. That's 32 weeks. That is 4, 5, 6, 7 and change months. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
More than that. Oh, goodness. Wait, we're up at 8. My God, I can't do math this quickly.
We're at 8.
It's exactly, 8 months of doing this. And prior to this, we had done 28. That was old Banner Mugs before we changed the format. So that doesn't count. I mean, just
I didn't even know why you brought it up, yeah.
Just toss it in the garbage. But I don't know, I'm feeling really good, you know? We're 32 episodes in and, getting better every time, I hope. Or we're terrible and people have stopped listening to us a long time ago.
I think that's probably what happens.
I don't think anyone left. I don't think there's anyone left, Dan.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the right moment to duck out when you're not looking. So if you just stop looking at me right now, I can maybe sneak under this desk. You can just stop.
Okay, why don't we just get right into it? Folks, what we do is we do weird news, and we're going to jump right into it with some news stories.
That makes sense. All right, well, we've all met those folks that are committed to their own local sports teams.
Nope.
Yeah, I know you have, because we have friends that are mutual
Never.
Ex-friends, then, maybe. I don't.
Ain't no friend of mine.
It's true.
Because they don't dance.
If they want to.
Who knows? All right, so what you got?
Those diehard fans would do anything to see their team win, including strange practices like not washing clothing or other bizarre traditions, because it's considered good luck for their team. No, it isn't. Don't be gross. Anyways, a priest in New Jersey is coming under fire for pointing a musket at an 8-year-old boy.
That's a time-appropriate weapon.
Is it?
Yep.
Have a musket in
yeah.
the church?
Yeah, who doesn't, right?
I feel like a priest in a pulp movie in Mexico, like a Mexican priest. Uh-huh.
Or a world-class adventurer in the Serengeti or in the rainforest?
Well, I'm just trying to imagine a circumstance in which a priest would be carrying a musket or have one.
Yeah. Comic books.
Comic books. Preacher.
Preacher.
Yeah, there it is. Go to preacher. So anyways, yeah. The reason why he was pointing a musket at an 8-year-old boy, jesting over a football rivalry.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not an overreaction.
No, not at all.
They were jesting, huh?
It was just good-natured ribbing.
You goof!
Reverend Kevin Carter is to be arraigned Tuesday on charges of child endangerment and aggravated assault by pointing a firearm, said lawyer Harold Cassidy. He also went on to say, there is no question that this was an innocent banter between a Cowboys fan and the family of the boy and the father, who is a Giants fan.
Ooh.
Yeah. So when somebody saw the young fellow with the Cowboys jersey, they thought it was a great opportunity to rib father about the game that day between the Cowboys and the Giants. So the family initiated the discussion and sought to initiate an exchange, a good-natured ribbing between the two of them.
Ribbing.
Ribbing. Little jab in the ribs with the elbow. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You have to make that noise, too.
Okay.
It's incorrect to think the child was in fear. He was not, says the lawyer. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, you're a Giants fan, and you see somebody in the Cowboys outfit. I have no idea how that game, how it went.
Here, I'll give you a rundown. I watched it, so I'll give you a rundown. Yeah. Basically, what happened is the guys from one side of the field took the ball.
Mm.
Made it to the other side and made the point.
Do tell.
The other side then took the ball, went to the other side, and also made the point.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes if they can't get there fast enough, they have to kick and hope they make the points.
Wow. Truly some inspirational stuff. Thanks, John Madden.
Well, you can see over here that if they had just played the game better, they wouldn't be losing.
Yep.
That's correct. My John Madden.
That is. That's accurate, John Madden right there. So,
you can see by this circle here that this guy didn't catch the ball, which resulted in his not getting it, and them losing
no
that
points.
Point.
I'm John Madden. So, following the service, Carter asked the young boy into the rectory room and stand against the wall.
Uh-huh.
And I think we all know how this scenario plays out.
No, Dan.
He brings the young boy into his rectory.
Uh-huh. This is a family show.
At this point, he pointed an unloaded musket at him.
This is a family show.
I'm sorry.
Is that it?
Yeah, he pointed a musket.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
What were you thinking? I don't know. Okay. So anyway, I don't know where your mind's going. The Reverend made a statement to his parish, whom many have stood by his innocence, claiming that everyone, including the boy, was laughing. Ooh, yeah, I love when you point a gun at my face.
Thanks, Father.
That
was my imitation of the kid.
I would just say, I'd like to point this out. If anybody was pointing a gun at you, making a joke and laughing, I think you would feel obligated to laugh as well.
Yeah.
Because otherwise...
It's okay. He was laughing, too. It's fine. He was having a great time.
He was laughing so hard, tears were coming out of his eyes. So that's what happened.
Is it?
Just a little...
Is that the way it was?
Just a little joshing between friends.
Good old-fashioned ribbing.
Yeah.
Good-natured ribbing. Well, I don't know what to say. I don't have a closing statement.
Yeah, what more can be said, really?
Don't trust
Whitey.
That's it. Nailed it. Moving on. Let's go to New Jersey, Dan.
Because we were just there.
Yeah. Let's go to New Jersey from being in New Jersey.
Oh, my God. What a trip that would be, huh?
That's correct. So we're going to do another one from New Jersey here.
Okay.
A New Jersey man's wife filed... Well, that was terribly written. I mean, read.
Also, I'd like to point out that you made the... It was the easiest transition from one article to the next, and you failed at that. I just wanted to point that out for you and everyone else listening. That
you know,
that article was spoon-fed to you.
I was given a gift, and it was not... Making segues. Whatever that gift was, it certainly wasn't that. Okay, so a New Jersey man's wife filed a lawsuit last month. This is, she filed it, it's finally going through the court now.
Okay.
Against their former employer, who allegedly fired him for, I'm going to go highbrow, farting too much.
Blomp, blomp.
How many times has this happened to you?
Is this an infomercial now?
The 70-year-old Richard Clem and his wife, Luann, both worked at Case Pork Roll Company of Trenton, New Jersey. You know, the Case Pork Roll Company. The one we have all come to know and never hear about. he was fired in February 2014 for his supposed flatulence, according to court documents. Luann Clem Luann Clem claims in a court filing that her husband's termination was a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. So there you go.
So that's a disability?
Well, you'll see. Richard Clem started working at Case Pork Roll in 2004 as a comptroller and believes he did a good job. As a quote by him, "I brought them into the 21st century," he said proudly. I don't know what that means, but that was his quote.
He brought them into the 21st century.
He did.
Isn't that like an accountant? Like a comptroller is a accountant.
Yep.
So they just had really bad books.
Maybe. And he brought them into the 21st century.
He turned them around.
You know, like a time traveler, a guide, a mystical guide.
Full pork of rolls?
Pork rolls and gas. At the time of his hire, Clem weighed about 420 pounds.
Holy for holies.
Yep. You know, that's,
he was a rather...
I'm going to say this based
hardy
on...
Hardy gentleman.
Yeah, and based on very little experience.
What's that? What are you trying to say?
We're not going to go that direction. He weighed about 420 pounds, but he underwent gastric bypass surgery in October 2010. Clem lost about 120 pounds before gaining back 10. That's pretty good. So he lost 110 pounds total through the whole thing.
Mm.
He's also suffered some embarrassing side effects, however, from this, which is including extreme gas and uncontrollable diarrhea. You know, the good stuff.
You know that thing that's really terrible to have? How about we make it so you can't control it?
All the time. In 2013, Clem's symptoms worsened, which caused significant disruption in the workplace, according to the suit.
Mm.
Luann Clem, who began her job at Case Pork Rollin'. said company president Thomas Dolan repeatedly griped about her husband's gassy problem. The suit alleges Dolan made Richard Clem work at home and said things like, quote, we're having complaints from people who have problems with the odors. You can't work here. You got to funk, he said in an interview. He didn't say that.
You got to funk.
Gotta have that funk. Oh. So Luann Clem is now seeking damages from the Case Pork Roll Company that include pain and suffering, compensatory damages, and punitive damages. So that's a long-winded and very, very overly detailed, overly detailed explanation of basically what happened is the guy got gastric bypass surgery. It caused him to make the Rudy Toots constantly, and as a result, he made the place a stinky mess.
I feel like I imagine this middle-aged balding doctor in a white coat, and he's like, operation was a success, but I'm afraid, and then he does a dramatic, like, glasses off, you're going to be Rudy Tootin' for a while.
You bet you're Rudy Tootin'. Hey,
yes.
But...
Hey, but.
No, what I imagine, it's funny, I included this story because I had this cartoon character of this guy that was just the kind of guy that's just, you know, a full circle, you know, perfect sphere of a man, in a nice button-up, and every time he breathed, stopped for a moment, he burped, followed by a flatulent. Maybe I'm just a 12-year-old.
And it's like, yeah, maybe.
This is the image I had, because... I'm a teenager.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I think it's weird because this place manufactures pork rolls, okay?
Yep, that's correct.
So I automatically assume that the production facility in which they make these pork rolls doesn't particularly smell very good anyway.
Yeah, how would you know if like someone farted?
Like, I slaughterhouses mean, don't smell good.
No.
So I would assume that the places that, you know, handle... the remnants of that are also not going to smell particularly great.
I imagine.
But, I mean, I guess Case Pork Rolls, they just, they you get their what? Stuff down.
You know what I can say about Case Pork Roll Company? If you have their products, there was fart in there at some point.
that's a new tagline. Yeah. Like, Case Pork Rolls, now with 40% less flatulence in every bite.
Bagged with fresh New Jersey flatulence.
Honey, what's on the plate? Oh, that's Case Pork Rolls.
Okay, there's their jingle.
Case Pork Rolls.
Okay.
All right, well, we're going to move upstate. And by that, we're going to move two states up. Or approximately. I don't know my geography. We're going up to New Hampshire, which is where we currently live. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We live here in the state. Yeah, you know it.
I don't know, it's hitting me. It's hitting me in a way that's making me really laugh. The jingle did it. Okay, all right. calm composure. Let's get this.
This is a serious show, and you are
so serious.
You are not acting serious.
Well, hey, you know, all 15 people listening right now.
They are so disappointed in you.
So disappointed. So tell me what happened.
In the Shire.
In the Shire of New Hamp.
Frodo. In our lovely state of New Hampshire, in the town of Concord, a mother and daughter reside. Driving through the town, they stop at a light and find a kooky evangelist standing in the median, looking quite tattered. Oh, Mr. Frodo! Holding a sign it hung from his body. Reading, repent, the end is near.
That's never a good sign.
No, it's never. Never.
That's a play on words. Yeah. It's a literal sign.
And it's not good. Yep. It's a bad sign.
Yep.
The daughter was driving and asked her mother if she could snap a quick photograph on her picture phone.
Uh-huh.
Her mother said sure, but then, bam, the man was a policeman in hiding. The man with the sign was a police officer.
Okay.
And the whole point was to catch drivers on their cell phone telephones.
Cell phone telephones? No.
Yes.
That's right, because we got that fancy new highfalutin hands-free law.
Hands-free ban.
You know what? Have I mentioned this on the show yet? No, that I guess it's how much I hate. So. No surprise.
How much you hate, in general?
Just hate. Full of hate. No, it's no surprise we live in New Hampshire. We just mentioned it a few minutes ago. So
we did.
So in New Hampshire, we have a new hands-free law. I think lots of places are actually rolling that out. That's
it
not
is.
Just us.
There's more in the article about that, actually.
But one thing I really hate are the people, and it's hard to see because this is entirely just radio. No picture here. The people who drive holding their phones... like horizontal or vertically under their mouths, at, you know, away from them, but putting their mouth near the bottom of the phone and talking into the speaker. They do know that it's still not hands free. In fact, the same amount of hands are being used. In fact, studies have shown 100% of hands used in the original method are still currently being used.
I think you have a better shot if you're wearing like a button up shirt and you just throw it in the
or a
chest
baby
pocket.
Bjorn. That's wear it at all times on your chest with and put your phone in it. Yep.
There you go. It's like, that's the best $50 purchase you'll ever make.
$50, you wish.
Yeah, it's probably way more, huh? So, anyway, the cop charged the mother a $124 fine for using the cell phone to take the picture while driving. Well, he charged the mother, but it was the daughter that did it. Interestingly enough, and tragic, the mother of the driver, Michelle Tetrault, her former brother-in-law died in an accident caused by a texting
driver. She should know better.
She should.
She blew it. She really dropped the ball here.
Well, she didn't. She didn't realize that when you're at a stop light or stop sign, it's still not cool to do it.
Yeah, no.
And I think a lot of people have that misconception. Like, well, I'm not in motion, so it's no big deal. But you know what? You have
motion
to be
in the ocean.
That's the law right there. See, hands-free motion in the ocean.
And always remember.
Or you get a $124 fine. In San Bernardino, police officers are dressing as panhandlers with their signs reading, "I am not homeless, SB police looking for seatbelt/cell phone violations." Other departments have taken to using tractor trailers and planes to look down at drivers' hands to catch them in the act.
Cops must be really bored.
You know, it adds a whole new element of how to catch them. You know, like, cause speed traps is pretty simplistic. Like, just hide somewhere and wait for people to drive by really fast. But this is like, they got to take it in new and creative ways.
Can you imagine being, like, you know, the husband or wife of one of these cops that goes off and does this? And instead of putting on their nice cop uniform, they just go outside and roll in some dirt and, like, just put on gross tattered clothes. Like, I gotta head out to the office today, honey.
Give me a kiss, smooches.
I haven't brushed in a week. Staying in care. They're method actors.
Honey, so I don't think that was mud. I think that was dog feces that you just rolled in.
I don't know why the cop better. Becomes a curmudgeon-y old man when I do that.
I don't either. That is weird.
Give me a smooch. Give me a smooch, darling.
Anyway, what do you got?
I got
What's your
one.
Next article?
Hungry, hungry heroin.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I likey.
It's a short one. But police say a Pennsylvania woman has eaten some of the heroin she brought while working as an undercover informant for investigators.
She ate it?
She ate it. The Altoona Mirror reports that 33-year-old Pamela Leitch was working with Altoona Police, Bumbleweatuna, police Sunday night when she bought heroin from the target of the investigation. Mm. Police say Leitch was instructed to buy 5 bags for $80, but after a long delay came back with only 3. The undercover officer superviving. I've never read before in my life.
Apparently.
Okay, why don't we just try that again? The undercover officer supervising Leitch made her go back for 2 more bags, but police thought what she returned with looked odd. Police say they later determined she had switched the heroin out with dry baby cereal.
Does heroin look like baby cereal?
Dry baby cereal, apparently. Police say Leitch then sneaked the heroin into a holding cell where she ate it.
Why?
I don't know. She was working as an undercover informant for investigators. Maybe she didn't mean to swap it for the cereal, and she was like, oh,
that's right.
I'm going to eat this cereal now that I have in this bag.
I have a very sensitive tum-tum.
And she ate it just all at once, really quickly, before she knew it was heroin. I can't imagine why you would do that. Why you would sneak away to a holding cell to eat a bag of heroin you had just helped cops get by being an undercover informant.
Maybe she thought it was her cut.
Do you think they weren't going to miss it?
Like,
we got 5 bags, but who cares? 4 are here. Forget about the other one.
Maybe the cop was like, well, buy 5 bags and you keep one for yourself.
That's your tip. Eat up.
Thanks for the help.
Reports do not say whether or not she ate it with milk.
That's unfortunate. I was really wondering.
Eyewitness reports say yes. So that's weird.
Yeah.
That's the kind of weird that doesn't have an explanation at the end. There's no...
Yeah.
There's no wrap-up. It's just, oh, also she did this. Oh, okay.
Great.
All right.
Well, we've been sticking around the East Coast in the New England, generally the New England area.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm going to take us over to the West Coast.
Oh, to Florida.
Yep. No, L.A. In L.A., sheriff's deputies arrested a man who had attempted to carjack three vehicles.
Wow, that's
including a sheriff's patrol car.
Nice.
Monday morning. Rewind.
In the last place they'll check.
Their own car they're inside of. Rewind to before the incident, and this crazy 19-year-old named Daniel Anglin had broken into an apartment but fled after being confronted by the owner. So he was really in the breaking and entering mood.
Okay.
Tried to break into an apartment, didn't really work out for him, and then tried to break into three additional cars. Well, he carjacked, so
yeah.
The drivers were inside.
Weren't inside or were?
They were inside.
Oh.
Including the police officers. So, one additional fact that might help paint a better picture for you.
I'm ready. I'm all ears.
This man was completely naked the entire time.
Oh, all right.
So, spoiler alert.
Takes it from regular criminal to crazy.
That's
in one
right.
step.
Oh, he was a little crazy when he was trying to carjack a police car with them inside. But
yeah,
anyway,
that's definitely crazy.
Cell phone videos show drivers fending off their cars from the naked crazy man. It was pretty frightening, said the witness Lydia Lopez. When I did drop off my son at school, he did come back to my door and he was getting ready to get out of my car. He said, "Mom, I'm scared," and he started crying.
The naked man? No.
No. He came into the. I dropped my son off. The naked man got inside and he said,
Mom, I'm scared. Started crying.
As deputy officers approached him, the kid tried to carjack them because why not?
Yeah, why not?
Go for broke at this point.
Yeah.
In the video, the officers are seen striking him with a baton. He was taken to the hospital to be treated for his injuries afterwards. Anglin faces charges of carjacking. Who knew?
You know, I was thinking that. Hitting him with a baton seemed like a really, like, whoa, come on now. We actually beaten the man with a baton? But then I realized that this guy had a baton of his own that he was clearly wielding.
Yeah. And who knows? He was probably slapping people with that.
Yeah.
He also got slapped with first-degree residential burglary and being under the influence of a controlled substance.
Oh.
Who knows what he was on?
Yeah, but it was controlled.
It was controlled. He had it under control, everyone.
It's
Don't
fine.
Worry.
Don't worry. I'm fine. You don't have anything to worry
What's
about.
What's the deal with that? That's too many ostriches.
Okay.
What do you got?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. So naked man robs things, slaps people with sausage, gets hit with batons. That's what I remember.
It's incredibly simplistic in nature, really.
There was a kid in there at one point. It was crying.
It's a crying child.
That's what I remember. Okay, let's finish it up this week with, guess what?
Florida?
No. No.
Criminal mischief?
No. A submission. This week's article is submitted by John Brunette. Thanks, John. All right, John. You're a swell feller. I'm marking you down. You're on the tally sheet right now. You're currently...
in the lead.
In the lead. So, folks, submit your articles and let's win arbitrary prizes. Okay. So, an Ohio man. We're going to talk Ohio.
Going to the Midwest.
A little bit, yeah. An Ohio man has been arrested for a robbery after he took selfies and posted them to Facebook with wads of bills in his mouth. According to police, John E. Mogan II was charged with robbery and theft after he and his girlfriend, Ashley Dubow, robbed a bank in Asheville, Ohio last month. Mm-hmm. Morgan allegedly entered the bank in a hooded sweatshirt and handed the teller a note demanding cash. The teller gave the man money, and he fled on foot. A few days later, the couple posed on Facebook with cash in their hands, and Morgan even took a selfie with a large sum of money in his mouth.
That's stupid on so many levels.
This has happened before. This happened before. We've done a story like this. It was Twitter. We've had one that did a guy who posted about it on...
And the police.
Yeah, and they found him. They were like, please stay where you are. Thank you for posting this. This happened on Facebook before, too. Okay, look, this is a special kind of stupid. This is, you know, sometimes you have those criminals that are exceptionally stupid. I don't have words for mouth today.
That wasn't even making sense either.
Yeah.
But you did that. I know.
Yes.
Yeah,
But yeah, this is just really dumb. You're going to rob a bank and then post about it on a social platform? Pictures of you doing it? So confirmation of you with the money?
Trying to eat it?
Yeah, for sustenance.
Maybe he thought it was baby food.
Maybe. So a Central Ohio Crime Stoppers tip ultimately led authorities to Morgan and the social media photos. Morgan is being held on $250,000 bond. According to the Smoking Gun, Morgan is a convicted felon who was recently released from prison after serving about 5 years for robbing a bank.
Oh.
Robbed a bank, got out, and what did he do, Dan? From the audience.
Something stupid.
Robbed a bank.
Oh, he robbed it. Yeah,
he robbed a bank again.
Yeah.
And then posted about it on Facebook.
Well, you know, if at first you don't succeed,
mm-hmm.
post about it on Facebook.
Yeah. Sure. yeah. So, okay. It's not from Florida, but it's exceptionally stupid.
Mm-hmm.
However, something. Good on him.
Yeah. That's
good job.
You
congrats.
Did it, pal.
Go back to jail.
You saved everyone
don't
some
pass
trouble.
Go, don't collect $200. Dan, you know what that means. That is our sixth article for the week, and that means that we're going to be done for the week.
That's right. That's what
it.
Happens.
The one show. It's done and over. Folks, so how'd you like Tuesday morning? How you liking those Tuesday morning shows? Is that working better for you?
I love it.
Me too. Me too. I'm living it and loving it. But send in your feedback. Send in your stuff. You know where. You know where. BBRBannerBoxRadio.com for the email, and BannerBoxRadio.com for the website, and Facebook, BannerBoxRadio. Yada, yada, yada. You know the drill. Goodness
gracious.
You know,
you're listening to it right now, so you know how
you
to
are.
Get there.
And
but,
what? Yes.
More importantly, if you know people that aren't,
tell them.
Feel free to spread the love.
This show only is made only possible by our will to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's completely out of our own pockets that we do it. And our will is certainly boistered by seeing that people are enjoying it, or enjoying listening to it. I know we have quite a few that listen to the show right now, but, you know, we'd love a whole bunch more. So, tell a friend if you like the show. If not, still tell a friend. That'd be cool. Sure, why not? And if you hate us or you love us, send your feedback. You know where, our website, on our contact form.
Yeah.
Folks, it's been a real pleasure bringing you weird news. We'll do it again next week, and that's all for this week.
And remember, in the U.S., October is National Pizza Month, Popcorn Month, Pork Month, and Sausage Month.
Thanks for joining us. Hey folks, just wanted to pop in at the end of the show here and say we've got some upcoming stuff with BannerBox Radio and more shows, you know, by us and friends. So, keep an eye out for that. Got some new stuff. Possibly a new name coming up for the overtop? Who knows? Who knows? Keep a lookout, folks. And as always, thanks for listening.